This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jamin, and today I have with me a very special guest, Shailendra Kumar, who is CIO at Nanolia Financial Advisors. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Kumar.
Thank you, Jitish.
Thank you. Mr. Kumar, what is your first take on the RBI bazooka, which was fired by the governor? In fact, I think towards the end, we saw buy on rumors and sell on news kind of a scenario.
Yeah, Jitish. So, right now we are living in a very difficult circumstances. The kind of human tragedy which is in front of us is still an evolving situation.
Right.
And I don't think none of us know that the end game is clear. Right? Economically, things are very, very challenging at the moment. At this point in time, every state from all the regulators, whether the market regulator like SEBI, the monetary regulator like RBI, or the fiscal authority like Ministry of Finance, all the states which comes here will be, will be less, with the kind of the problem we have at our hand. It's still, what the RBI has announced today, the moratorium of 3 months for all the term loans and deferment of interest rate on working capital.
Right.
These are strong measures.
Okay.
What I read more importantly was the TLTRO of 1 lakh crore. They have, they are buying 3 year long term repo operation, giving the bank money which can give a lot of cushion to corporate as such.
Right.
And it's a very, very strong measure to my mind. Surely there was need of some more on specifically on revolving loan like credit card, something more on self-employed small SME loans. But we should understand this is an evolving situation, and till now what RBI and the government is safe has been, it gives me a good amount of confidence that as the need will arise, they will be rising to the occasion. My own sense is post-coronavirus, India will come out of the whole problem of this, much better than what most of the larger economy would be. Only worry to my mind right now is, post 2008, with push from monetary authority, the fiscal authority, the banks has gone on to give a very reckless lending, which led to a huge amount of NPA in later years. So the banker needs today to have that kind of clarity so that they don't repeat the same mistake in a post-coronavirus world going forward. Otherwise, the state is, very strong. Market in a day can have a lot of reason for why it's like immediately falling and rising. But net is a very positive state and will give good amount of stability to financial stocks particularly.
All right. Well, that's good news that India will be able to, come out of this turmoil in a very positive way. My next question to you, sir, is that as per your notes which I've gone through that you've circulated in your clients, you're confident that a bottoming out process has already begun. So the Nifty, in fact, the swing low that was formed in this week, that is 7511, should hold now?
See, we turned positive on the Indian market on Tuesday itself, when the Nifty was closing close to 7611.
Yes.
You know, the primary reason was, when you look at the genesis of the whole large fall in Indian market in the month of March, this was primarily because of very strong sell from FPI, almost like 55,000 to 6,000 crores of sell in just 20 days by all these foreign players. And most of this money was basically ETF selling, and India got a 10% weighted in the emerging market basket. So collateral damage was happening in terms of FPI outflow. Now if you look at the reason why they were selling, it was primarily because most of the corporations in Europe and US, knowing the economic difficulty right now, they were trying to move to cash completely. So they were selling everything which was cash equivalent. So every financial market asset, gold, emerging market equity, even US equity, they completely sold in the 50-20 days of the March. But on Monday evening, Monday evening, the US Fed did a very historic kind of a step where they had declared that they will now buy the, corporate bond from the market itself and all the corporate bond ETF as well. That simply means those corporate pain, their hurry to sell equity and hurry to sell other financial market instruments simply stops because now US Fed is there to buy their bond. So the immediate, the kind of a move to cash trade has completely stopped from that point on, and we saw some recovery in the market. From here, what the speed of rally will come will depend on number of reasons, because the post-coronavirus period, we will see some amount of asset allocation kind of move from one asset class to another asset class. We need to watch that very carefully, how India in that scheme of movement in the asset class fits into, that will be the reason from where the market can go up. And of course, coronavirus and number of cases and things around that will be still trackable. Uh-huh. We never know if Europe and US get into a large kind of coronavirus impact. Some collateral damage will come to our equity market also.
Okay, perfect. And now the last question which I want to put across to you is that what should be the strategy of investors as they step into April? You know, we've seen a 25% kind of a cut for the March series, and we've stepped into April series. But next week, I think we'll be able to close this financial year as well. And are you facing any redemption pressures at your end as well, or investors are walking what Warren Buffett told them, buy the fear?
See, as I said, the fall was primarily because of FPI selling.
If
I talk about my, customer sets right now, we don't have seen any kind of a redemption pressure still. In fact, there is a fresh inflow only in the month of March for us. Surely the amount and the velocity with which inflows are coming has reduced because a lot of people right now are arranging their own finances per se. But I think Indian equity investors, whether through various kind of a route to equity market, will not go, because right now the Indian overall exposure to equity is very, very less. So there is not, it's not like we are sitting on a lot of equity exposure as an Indian, that there will be a huge amount of redemption as far as the domestic money goes.
Right.
So that's clearly. In terms of what investors should do, be very, very sure. The whole history teaches you humanity always wins. So someday, we have fought so many, issues, wars and other kind of disease in the whole century, last year, and century also, some happening right now in front of us.
Yes.
We would come out, things will, for humanity will progress. Economy surely is in a big, difficult zone right now. We might be staring at a negative GDP growth next quarter. And this looks like a very high probability chances.
Yes.
So there will be some negative connotation, but if I look at in terms of long-term possibility of where India can move, where Indian corporate cash flow can move, investors need to have confidence and keep on accumulating stocks. And these are the time where you buy all the jewels of India. So pick the stock carefully, buy where the business model is strong, the management credibility is very, very strong, and buy those stocks, because these valuation levels are the one where you need to be a buyer in the market.
Well, rightly put, time to buy the jewels of India. Well, thank you, Mr. Kumar, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Market Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Thank you, Mr. Kumar, for your time.
Thank you, Jitin.